Okay, we are on 9b, Tess Amud Beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah. Hayu rochev al gabei behema, a person is riding on an animal, v'ra'a samatziya, and he sees an ownerless object. V'omer lechaveiro, and he tells somebody who's not on the horse, closer to the ground, tenu li, give it to me, natla, the person picks it up, and he says, ani zechisi bo, I acquired it for myself. I picked it up, but not for you. I picked it up for me. Zochabo, he gets it. If he picks it up and gives it to the guy on the horse, and he tells the guy on the animal, Omar, Aniza Kisibot Kila, he said, I got it for myself, not for you, then it doesn't help. And Rashi explains, because even if he did pick it up for himself, he then gave it as a matana to the guy on the horse. Tanan Hassam, we learned over there. Somebody is harvesting, picking the corner of the field that's left for the poor. The problem is he himself is not poor, but he knows somebody who's poor. So he picks it up and he says, I'm picking it up for him. Can he do that? Rabbi Lezer said, Zechelo, you can pick something up for someone else. The Chachamim, they say no. The things that were picked have to be given first come, first serve to whichever poor person shows up, but the person that tried to acquire it from someone else was not effective. So we have a debate whether you can pick something up for someone else. What's the machlokus? Omer, Ula Omer Ushu ben machlokus me asher la'ani. The debate is the guy doing the picking is rich. Debre lazer sover, migu de iboy. Now, you might ask, how can a rich person pick the gift for the poor? He himself isn't eligible. So the answer is he would be eligible with the rule called migu, since iboy mafker nixe, six technically he could give up all his property v'havi ani, and then he'd be poor and then he'd be eligible himself. So now, even though he does have wealth and is technically not eligible himself, but he's not intrinsically a person who couldn't do it. He just, in his current financial situation, he's not eligible, but if he were to sell it all away or give it away, he would be eligible. So, and since technically he's eligible himself, that entitles him at least to get to pick it for someone else who is eligible. Rabban, and they say no. One, since you would say, you don't say a double since. Since he could be poor, and since he could do it for himself, he could do it for someone else. But it sounds like from one poor person to pick for another poor person, everybody agrees he could pick. So since he's eligible himself to get it, instead of picking for himself, he can pick it and say, I had someone else in mind. Why do you say that everybody agrees a poor person can pick for another person? Let's say there's a debate about that. And what's the proof? Over here, this object that is ownerless, that's a find. Everybody's poor towards it, meaning everybody's eligible to take it. But Tanan, and we learned, you're riding on an animal, and you see the animal, and you tell a guy, will you be my messenger to hand it to me? And he picks it up for the guy on the horse, and then he changes his mind. He's allowed to keep it. Why? Because so what's the reason that the guy's allowed to keep it? Because even though he picked it up initially to give to the other guy, you see that a person isn't eligible to pick up something for someone else. So if you want to say that that's debatable whether you can pick something up for someone else, even if you're poor and you're picking up for another poor person and you're eligible, it's still debatable whether you can pick for somebody else. As we turn to Yud Amud Aleph, Tanei Masis and Mani Rabbanim. So then we understand our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan. And the reason why the worker, the person who picked up the item can keep it, is even though he initially picked it up to hand to the guy on the horse or the guy on the animal, he's allowed to keep it because you can't pick up something for someone else. That's not binding. So here too, just like one poor person can't pick for somebody else. If you want to get it for yourself, that's one thing, but not for somebody else. But if you're going to say, the only debate is when you're not eligible yourself. You're rich, you can't pick up for a poor person. But if you'd be poor, Divrei HaKol, everybody says you could get it. So then why does our Mishnah say you don't get it? Hamani lo Rabbanu Lozer, our Mishnah doesn't fit with any of those two opinions. So Omer Leh, the answer is really our Mishnah would agree that normally a person, as long as they're eligible to get it for themselves, they could pick it up for you. So then why does the guy keep it over here? He picked it up for you. The answer is, Masisin d'omer tchila. He said, I didn't pick it up for you. First, he picked it up for himself. And then when he noticed it was valuable, he said, I'm not going to hand it to you. I'm going to keep it. Now, how do you know that this fits the wording of the Mishnah? This is logical. The Tani Seifa, because the second part of the Mishnah says, E Mishnah Salo, if once you give it to him, you said, I got it first, then it doesn't matter. Now, why did you have to mention I picked it up for myself first? It's obvious that was the case. You picked it up first and then handed it to him. Lamali. Sabshita, obviously, even if you picked it up first, you gave it to him. Afal gafti lomar tchila. Even if you hadn't said first, we would know it's first. So why does the Mishnah add that word first? Elalav, it must be, it's coming to tell you. Reisha d'omer tchila. That in the first case also, he picked it up for himself first. And that's why if he decides not to give it to you, he doesn't have to. But really, had he picked it up at first for the other guy, then he'd be stuck. He'd be required to give it to the guy on top of the animal. So really, we don't argue with this rule that one person can pick it up for another. But that's not our case. He picked it up first for himself, and so he never got to the point of giving it to the other. The Edek Tana Sefer L'Gli Reisha, and one part of the Mishnah teaches you the case of the other. Sefer Domer Tchila. In the first case, he said first, Reisha Delo Omer Tchila. The other opinion said, well, it didn't say that he got it for himself first. They both say if you pick it up for someone else, it doesn't work. What's the reason that you normally can do a good deed on behalf of someone else? So why shouldn't you be able to pick up something for someone else? The reason is, you can pick up something else as long as it doesn't affect somebody else. So the rule is that if you can do something for someone else, if it's for sure a good thing, but if it's going to be bad for others, somebody owes lots of people money, and you decide to collect from this guy for your friend. But if you collect from him, then he won't have money to pay off the other creditors. Then it doesn't work. Somebody's given something away, then you could get that for your friend. But if somebody's giving something away, and by you collecting it for your friend, someone else will be out, then you don't have the power. Hatofus abal choiv, if you grab money to a debt that's owed and it's going to affect other people, you can't do it. Eisvei Revelev of Nachman, here's a question. Mitzias apoyo la'atzmo, if you have a worker that works for you and he finds a find, he can keep it. The madimur shamar lo balabais, that's if he was hired to, let's say, nachash imi hayom, to weed or to hoe, hayom, avo omalo ese melach hayom. But, and so he was hired for a job and on his break, he found some money, he could keep it. But if you hired him and you say, Asei mimulacha, hayom, today, whatever, you're working for me the whole day. And then he finds it on the job, yeah, then it goes to the owner. Omele shani poil, the worker's different. The yado kiyad balabais. When you hire a worker, his hand is like your hand. You own him. You own his labor today. Ay, vomera poil, but can he back out even chatzay yom? What do you mean you own him? He could back out. Omele kol kama de lo hader bay, as long as he didn't back out, so then he's working for you, and if you find something, it's yours. He hader bay. Now, if he does back out, doesn't that prove he doesn't work for you? No, that's a different reason that Hashem wanted workers to not be like slaves. D'ksiv kili b'nei Yisrael avanim avanahem v'lo avad. You to serve me, Hashem, but not to serve a servant, another person. Really, you can pick up something for someone else. Why in the Mishnah did the guy pick it up and he's allowed to keep it? The answer is, the guy on the horse didn't tell you to acquire it for me. He just said, give it to me. So therefore, when the guy picked it up, he didn't have in mind to acquire it. He just picked it up. And then when he saw it was valuable, he said, hey, I'm keeping this. Let's see the Mishnah. Reyes Metzia. Somebody sees a find and he wants to acquire it, so he falls on it. And the problem is, falling on something isn't a form of kinyan. Someone else also sees it at the same time, and he makes a kinyan. The guy that makes a kazaka, it's his. Mor is going to ask a question based on a different concept. Granted, when you see this lost object and you go to grab it, and you didn't do a kinyan, it's not yours. But in a different place, we learned in the name of Abba Koin Bardala, that there's a concept of if you get close to an item and it lands near you, it's yours. There's a form of kinyan known as being in your Dalet Amos. So, and what's the reason the Torah doesn't mention this form of acquisition? My time at Tikna Rabban, the rabbis instituted the law in order that there not be a fight. Somebody tosses candy or money and lands near you. And so we say that not only is it yours if you catch it, but if it's right near you in your Dalet Amos, it's also yours. They gave it to you to prevent fighting, that when it's in your personal space, it's also as if you received it. Now, the Gemara has two questions. Abaye had a question that's from the Mishnah in Peah. And Rava says, Rav Yaakov Ar-Idi has a question on him from our Mishnah over here in Bava Metzia. Now the Gemara is going to explain the question. The Gemara now introduced a new form of acquisition, something being in your Dalet Amos, your personal space. If it falls in your personal space, you can acquire it if it's not owned or before someone else gets there. So here's the question. What about the Mishnah in Peah? Abaye, Mosukiya Bar Peah. It says like this. Peah is the corner of the field left for the poor. And the first poor person who gets there can get it. Now, what if you're a poor person and you want to get the Peah and you know other people are going to come and take the rest and you want to hurry up and find a way to acquire all the corner of that field for yourself? So if a guy takes a corner of a field and he throws fruit over it, he throws some of the pieces of vegetables on the rest of it, that's not a kinyan. Ein lo bo klum. He doesn't have anything. Or he falls on it, or he spreads a garment over it. All of these things are not ways of acquisition. Mavir knows somebody else could grab it. V'kein ba'omer shikha. And same thing, if there's a pile that was left on the field, shikha is something that's also left for the poor. V'yav, and if you want to say arbushan kanulo b'kal makam, that there's a form of kinyan called being in your private space, being in your Dalet Amos. Nikne la'arba amas didei. Let him acquire it by being in his Dalet Amos. The Gemara explains, the lo amar akni, you're right. If he had said that that's what he was going to do, that would have worked. But he didn't say please. He didn't use the right words. Gemara said, who said you got to use the right words for this to work? V'tikin Rabbanan, did the rabbis institute that just being in your space is enough to acquire it? Ki lo amar mai. So what if you didn't say it? The Gemara answered, kiva nafala, since you fell on it, you were showing that you were trying to do a different form of kinyan, denikale, ba'arbam is lo nikale deniknam. And since you were trying to do a different form of acquisition, this form didn't work. Basically, had you wanted to and you known about it, you could have acquired it by it being in your personal space. But because you were trying to do another kinyan and you weren't successful, in the end, you didn't acquire it. That's one answer. As we turn the page, Yod Amud Beis, 10b, Repapa, Ki Tikna Rabban Arbamos, Be'alma Basada. He says a new concept. This idea that you get something when it's in your personal space, that's in general if you're in an open area. But when you're in someone else's field, Lo Tikna Rabban, the rabbis didn't give you personal space in his field. When you go in his field to collect the alms for the poor, we don't say you get your whole personal space in any of the rest of the crops that fall in. Even though the Torah gave you that right of personal space, even though the Torah said you're allowed to walk in the field, you're only allowed to walk in to pick something up. Lin kapeya, to get the corner of the field, lehavi katsero, but that we should make his field part of your private space, lo zachal, the Torah didn't give you that. So there is a concept of you get something that falls right into your space, or you can acquire it by nature of the fact that you're closest to it, but that won't work in someone else's field. Amarava, most of you, but what about the question from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said if you see an object and you fall on it and someone else gets it, Zeshizik, the guy that gets it, makes the Kenyan first, gets it. If you say that there's a Kenyan known of being in your Dalet Amos, in your personal space, in your 6 feet, so Nikolai Arba Amos Didei, why don't you get it? Who cares if you fell on it? It's in your Dalet Amos. So the Gemara gives the same answer we initially gave before. Maybe the case is, the law or my, you didn't say the magic word. You didn't say, I'm acquiring with Dalet Amos. So Gemara said, "V'itikin Rabbanan, did the rabbis, if they instituted to prevent fighting, that the closest to it gets it, you don't have to actually grab it if you just run and get there first. Ki lo omar. So what if you didn't say the magic word? Who said kiva nafala? So the Gemara answered, since over here you fell on it, goli daita nefilin, you kind of showed that you were trying to do it in a different way. Barabamas lo nikolay. You weren't using this method. Since you weren't using this method, it won't work. That's one answer. Sheshes gives a different answer. Ki tikne rabbanan besimta. The rabbis only institute your personal space in an open kind of area. Delo doch, there are not tons of people. Brishusa rabim, but if you're in a public place where there's tons of people, there is no personal space. The dochu rabim, the people are pushing, you're on the subway, you don't have dalet amud, we don't say it's next to you. They didn't institute, lo tiknei rabbanan, the rabbis didn't institute that you get anything that's in your personal space. That belongs to everybody, that's a crowded place. Aye, but didn't it say you have your personal space, dalet amud kol makom komar? We mean to include the sides of rishus rabim, but not in rishus rabim. Okay, now we're done discussing this new form of kinyan called being in your dalet amud, in your personal space. Another teaching from the same rabbi, Omer Shlokim Mishum Abba Koin Bardala, Ketana. So we have this idea that your personal space is like you. And then there's a concept also that a person can marry a minor girl and he can divorce the minor girl. And we had before that when you hand the divorce to a woman, it doesn't have to be in her hand. It can be in her personal space or in her courtyard. So a katana, but a minor girl, even though you can hand her the divorce, you can't put it in her courtyard. The Ein Lo Arba Amos, and she also doesn't have her personal space because she can't represent herself. So she doesn't have, like an adult would have, the presence that in her courtyard or her space, you could also put the get. Rabbi Yamashumyani Yeshla, he says she does have a courtyard and she does have Arba Amos. What's the argument? Mar Sabra Chatzin Mishum Yadis, Rabbi. She has her space and her yard if the Torah gives her a hand to receive the get. And she does have a hand to receive the get. The Torah says if the divorce is delivered, ki heichad isle yad, since the Torah says the divorce can be put in her hand, so chatzer nami isle, so it can also be put in her courtyard or in her space. Umar sabr, no. Chatzer, the reason the yard works is that yard is an extension of you, like your messenger. The ki heichad ishlichas, Leslie, just like a minor can't ask somebody to be their shliach, can't make a shliach, chatzer nami Leslie. So her yard doesn't represent her. She can't really represent herself at this stage either. So the Gemara said, is that the reason why your courtyard works? Does that have to do with being a messenger? But Tanya, didn't we learn the following? So there's a rule that if something is found on a ganef, he has to pay double. He has to pay the penalty of double. Vatani biyado, he's caught red-handed. Ein li el yado. I only know if he's caught red-handed. Gago katserka people. What if it's on his roof in his courtyard or in his balcony? Tamid lomar himatzi timatzi. It says if it's found anywhere on him, he'll be guilty. Mikamakam b'silkadaitin. And if your property works like your messenger, im kain. So it comes out the ganav got in trouble because it was in his yard and he had a messenger for a sin. And we usually have a rule, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. You can't hire somebody to do something that's a sin over here. He didn't hire his yard to be complicit in his theft here that he should be in trouble. So Amar Avinu, hey Kamri, when do we say the concept ein shliach l'dvar aveira, the shliach bar chiyuv? That's when the messenger is a person who himself is obligated not to do something. But over here, the courtyard's an inanimate object. So who mechayev shlucho? So if you put it in the courtyard or the stolen thing is hidden there, it will obligate him. Elamiyato amar liisha. If that's true, if you deal with somebody who's not obligated, what if you said to a woman or a slave, go and steal, because they don't have to pay when they steal. They don't have independent money. So do you mean to tell me that you have to pay because they don't pay? The woman does it on her own. The answer is, Ishav Eved, who said a woman and a servant don't have to pay? They are obligated not to take other people's money. It's just they, Bahashtu Miyu Leslie, they don't have it right now. But Vatanan, we learn Nisgarshu, if a woman gets divorced, she certainly has to pay. Or Nishtakur Eved, or if the servant is freed, Chayv L'Shalem. So that wasn't a good example for the question. He says, when do we say you can't have a messenger to do a sin? Meaning that if you send somebody else to do it, that person is responsible themselves. That's if they have the option, they could do it, or they don't have to do it. So if they do it, it's not you who sinned, it's they that sinned. But over here, where if it's your yard doesn't have a choice. Balkorcho, it doesn't. It for sure does whatever you say. Mosebei mechayv shluchan. So that's why you're liable. Now they both agree basically. If the stolen item's in the yard, he's guilty. So what's the difference? Maybe now ikamenau kohen. For the difference would be a case of a kohen who says to a Yisrael, say bekiddushli isha grusha. The Yisrael can marry a woman who's divorced. The kohen can't. So he asks the Yisrael to do it. or inami, or a man says to a woman, a woman's allowed to cut her payas. He says to the woman, cut my child's payas. If they could do it or could not do it, and if they did it on their own, so you can't blame the person who asked them. So then the man who asked them to do it isn't liable. Because here also, the woman didn't have to do it. That man didn't have to accept Kedushin money to marry the coin to a divorcee. So therefore, that you can't blame that on the man. The messenger had a choice. But according to that expression who said, if the messenger isn't obligated, that's when the one who sends him has to do it. Hani, these messengers, he'll be guilty. Okay, we'll stop.